Welcome, everybody, to another edition of Hard Hit on Everything Unscripted podcast. Tonight, my co-hosts are Kranef and Doug will join us shortly. How are you, Kranef?
I'm good. Good.
What a week 14. We're going to recap the crazy week 14, especially the crazy game last night, which was fantastic. Feel up high scoring. It was probably the best Monday night football game since LA and KC, 2 years ago?
Yes, it was.
Yeah.
2 years ago.
It was. I didn't see that coming. I mean, who saw that offense coming from both teams? But it was fun. Lamar Jackson put on the show. So did Nick Chubb. They both got 2 touchdowns each. It was a crazy back and forth. Just when you thought Cleveland was down, they find some way to come back. And here's Doug now. Hi, Doug. Doug? I can't hear him. Can you?
No, I don't hear him.
Doug, if you can hear us, I think your mic is not working. When he gets that fixed, he'll join us. As I was saying, last night was crazy. Lamar Jackson, what do you think of the game, Clinton?
I mean, I enjoyed it. It was a good game overall. Baltimore, it was not what I expected. Usually when you say to see two AFC North go at it, you think about a good defense. Two defensive teams, total opposite of what you got. You also saw a disappointing game where you got to see a second round Penn State rookie hold on a little bit.
And then he got hurt.
To help me. Yeah.
And then Lamar Jackson came back out and threw a touchdown in the first play. Doug, can you hear us now? Which game do you want to start out with, Aslan?
Oh, we can start off with the Thursday night game. We head off to the Thursday night. Where the Rams manhandled the Patriots. 24-3. I mean,
yeah, that game was boring.
Let me ask you something. This is the first time since in over 12 years that the Patriots been down has 7 losses without a season. Within the season, they're in danger of going below 500 first time in over 20 years. Do you think they'll have a winning record, a 500 record, or do you think they'll just tank?
Here's Doug again. Doug? The New England side are going to be 7-9 or 8-8.
Yeah.
What do you think?
To me, I'm hoping that they'll finish. They lose out. I mean, I've been over 20 plus years that you hear that Bill Belichick is the greatest coach ever. It makes you wonder: did Tom Brady really help make Bill Belichick, or did Bill Belichick is really just great of a head coach that he really is?
I think it was both because you see Tampa Bay was struggling until they played Minnesota, but they're not having the year that everybody expected them to have. Tom Brady is a shell of himself. I mean, he has his moments, of course. But he's not the same quarterback. Bill Belichick's not the same coach. It's like when we'll use an NBA analogy. Like when Michael Jordan and Scottie Pippen, when Jordan retired the first time, Scottie Pippen had to carry that team, but you needed Michael Jordan.
Very true.
Or another one, Kobe and Shaq. For the longest time, Kobe and Shaq. Kobe wasn't the same without Shaq, but then he won two titles without him. So, yeah, it's just like that. You have to have one pair with the other. Especially when they were together for, almost 20 years?
Yeah, 20 years.
It would have been 20 years next year, I think, right?
Oh, it was 20 years.
It was 20 years? Yeah, Belichick's not the same coach, and Brady's certainly not the same quarterback. They work hand in hand. I don't think it was one or the other. I think it was pretty even. I think they worked off each other. Doug? Yeah, I think, what do you think they're going to go under 500?
I mean, I say, look, more like they're in danger of going, under 500 for the first time since the Belichick era. I see it happening. I don't think Cam Newton is the quarterback to lead this team. The team the way he should supposedly lead, but then again, the Patriots don't really have any good, strong weapons at all.
Yeah, I think that they can win two more games. Doug is having technical difficulties, so he won't be joining us, two of us. Talk about that.
We have the Buccaneers also took out the Minnesota in a way of 26-14 game. I look at it as all a back kicking of Dan Bailey. I think the kicking game really let, because Minnesota really dominated this game all single handedly. But when it came down,
There was a lot of kickers this weekend that did crap. Yeah, last night you had our former kicker, what's his name?
Cody Parkey.
Forgot his name. Parkey. He
Cody
missed
Parkey.
An extra point and he missed a kick, right? Yeah.
Hmm?
He missed an extra point and he missed a kick.
Hmm? Yeah.
I don't know what's going on with kickers this year. I mean, you have Jake Elliott. That's not. It's been crap. He needs to be cut. He's getting paid, isn't he?
Oh, he's not. I don't want to say Jake Elliott's getting paid.
I mean, the best kicker in league is Justin Turner, obviously. And then others are, I don't know who.
See, Tucker.
Better than
Tucker.
Yeah.
Justin Tucker, Baltimore.
Tucker and then everybody else. Pick your poison, because everybody is inconsistent.
Well, Nick Foles really, really stepped up this game after Tampa Bay season. I have to admit.
I mean, you got
Nick
the Tennessee
kicker.
Oh, okay, cool.
Oh, yeah. Nah, he's a joke.
Yeah.
Scratching
I
the
mean,
NFC,
yeah.
He's a joke.
The Tampa Bay kicker is pretty good. What else?
Yeah.
What do you think of the
Yeah,
Tampa Bay didn't play great. Brady.
To me, it was a really sloppy game by Tampa Bay, which was the only thing that saved Tampa Bay in the game was merely that was a back kick in Minnesota, and then the defense stepped up when they had to.
For the first time in like 3 weeks, they've been giving up points like crazy.
And this time,
they couldn't stop the Rams, and they couldn't stop Kansas City. They found some way to stop Minnesota.
Yeah, especially.
Granted,
he still had trouble.
Yeah. And then Minnesota let that game slip away. They should have won that game.
Awesome.
Let's talk about.
How about the abnormal Patrick Mahomes this week, too? Kansas City with a 33-27.
They barely escaped Miami with a win. You could say they were looking ahead to New Orleans themselves, too. We'll get to that. We'll get to the other end of that later.
I mean, but. I want to say he was looking towards the head. I look at it right now as this is a typical Kansas City way. I mean, ever since the divisional playoffs, when they spot Houston 24 points, it's kind of
and then they came back.
They'll spot you points, and then it'll make you look like fools.
Yeah.
Well, this is also, I will say, a poor game by Patrick. I think one of the worst games I've seen Patrick Mahomes play in a while. Going 3 picks.
And yeah, he's still with that 400 yards.
Yes. Only 2 touchdowns. I said, if you're a fantasy owner and you had to face Patrick Mahomes, this is like the perfect time to actually face him.
Yeah. I mean, next week might be tough, too, because New Orleans' defense is pretty solid, so.
I don't know. I think what makes Kansas City special is that offense. I mean, Kansas City defense steps up when it has to. But if you can find a team, and I think there's very few teams that can alley outshoot Kansas City. That's how you can beat Kansas City in a shootout. I don't think you can beat them defensively. It's hard to match up, especially when you have Travis Kelce and Tyreek Hill, Sammy Watkins, Allaire.
Yeah. They had so many weapons on offense and then Patrick Mahomes. But who are the teams you think that can match up and outscore them? Is New Orleans one of them? I mean, we'll find out Sunday.
I will say New Orleans, but I will not say, I will say New Orleans if Drew Brees is playing. If Tyson Hill, no. I think New Orleans is going to blow Kansas City's going to blow New Orleans out of the bank. Out of that stadium.
Probably, and it looks like Taylor's probably going to start, right?
Huh?
It looks like Taylor's going to start.
Yeah.
Reed's just not ready.
I don't think he's ready, but I still say that I don't think Tyson Hill is ready for this type of quality matchup. He's a good backup. Don't get me wrong. To tell you the truth, and when I think of it, I think Tyson Hill is good, but I rather would have Jameis Winston. I think Jameis Winston would have like matched up better quality weapon wise in this matchup with Kansas City than Tyson Hill.
Yep. Exactly. And then I don't know if Kansas City's gonna lose another game if they don't lose to New Orleans. They might go 15-1.
Yep.
Do you think Green Bay can outscore them? Because of Aaron Rodgers.
I will say Green Bay is probably one of them. Right now, they're talking that we might have a first, the rematch of the very first Super Bowl that was supposed to be last year.
Everybody won it last year.
I think Green Bay is probably one of them. I will say Green Bay.
And both of them took both of them were in second place heading into this week, and now they're both in first. With New Orleans and Pittsburgh both lost. So,
right.
So right now, Green Bay looks like they are the favorite because they're going to be hosting New Orleans, and if that's the rematch. And then Pittsburgh will have to go to Kansas City. I think Green Bay can beat I think New Orleans can beat Green Bay more than Pittsburgh can beat Kansas City.
Yeah, but here's what I think. We look at the playoffs now, we're saying this is like a race to who's going to get the bye in the playoffs. We really think that during this season, it speaks to itself that home field advantage means absolutely nothing this year.
Nope. I mean, Kansas City will have some fans, I'm sure.
They're
still allowing fans, right?
Yeah, I think the only places that are really having fans are if you're a Florida team, St. Kansas City, and
Cleveland. They had fans last night.
Cleveland, and you also have Dallas.
And Cincinnati?
I don't know.
Is it the whole state of Ohio or just Cleveland?
I think it's just Cleveland. I don't know about Cincinnati.
Pennsylvania is not allowed. California, obviously, is not allowed. San Francisco had to move to Arizona. and then... Is Arizona allowed? No, Arizona is allowed because I know somebody is going to the game on Sunday.
No.
Arizona is one of them. What else? What do you think of the... How about those Cowboys being in the game?
See, here's something I'm really confused about. People saying that this is like the best the Cowboys looking, maybe you're right. Maybe it is like the best that Cowboys ever looked. But yet, then again, you have Andy Dalton facing his old team and the Cincinnati Bengals, and it didn't really look that great. I mean, the offense didn't really look that great. I think look at the Cowboys game, I was more surprised at how that defense finally showed up for a game.
They scored a touchdown.
Was three fumbles. It's that defense stuff that they got will really stop for once.
I mean, if Joe Burrow was playing, we all it would have been a closer game, obviously. I think they would have lost. Yeah, you think Cincinnati would have won too? Let's get to the Buffalo Pittsburgh game. What do you think of that?
I was very disappointed in Pittsburgh. These last 2 weeks.
Surprised in Buffalo?
Pittsburgh. Huh?
Were you surprised in Buffalo?
I'm not surprised in Buffalo. I'm more disappointed in Pittsburgh than I was surprised in Buffalo. And the main reason is that when you look at the Pittsburgh Steelers, this is not like the Pittsburgh Steelers of old. But you used to like Pittsburgh Steelers as a ground and pound, run the ball down their throat type of, and this milk clock away. Now you see guys they're more leaning on the pass, dropping 15 drops over in the last 2 games alone. Chris Claypool, was probably up there for rookie of the year, not so much no more.
Yeah, he's falling off a little bit.
I really like.
I don't know who rookie of the year is going to be.
I'll say either Jefferson.
Yeah, Jefferson, probably the runaway winner. Or you think Hubert is doing? I mean, Justin Hubert is still in the mix.
I will say Jefferson. I will have to give it to one of these like the top wideouts this year.
Yeah. There's no rookie running back that's outstanding either. Burrow would have probably been in the mix.
Burrow was number one.
Yeah.
Burrow, I thought he was going to actually pick rookie of the year this year.
When was the last wide receiver rookie to win a rookie of the year?
I don't really know.
Moss?
I don't know, but he's putting up Randy Moss like run of numbers.
Yeah, I know, right? Yeah, I don't know what happened to Pittsburgh. I mean, the first half was evenly, and then Buffalo took advantage of turnovers, and then Pittsburgh couldn't find rhythm on offense.
Yeah.
I don't know what happened. I mean, they just couldn't get it together and find rhythm. Now they have Cincinnati next Monday night, so we'll talk about that a little later, but at least they have someone they can beat.
You will think they have someone they can beat.
Yeah, you would think, right? Tennessee beat up on Jacksonville, as we all know. As we all expected. We talked about Kansas City struggling against Miami. Were you surprised Arizona was dominating the Giants? Huh?
No. I'm not surprised.
Yeah, I was a little surprised they dominated the way they did.
Fantasy-wise, I was kind of upset because I should have started them this week. But Arizona.
Oh, defense?
Defense of Arizona. Yeah.
You can start them this week.
Nah.
Maybe. No, I don't know.
I'm thinking that this new little Eagles team might actually put in some chips for that title run. I'm not going to look ahead, but. Well, to tell you the truth, I'll have to say this. Kyler Murray has not looked the same since
the second Seattle game.
Yeah. Since his injury, he hasn't really looked the same. I think he's afraid to run the ball. You know, he's
bouncing
back.
I think he's
injured. LeBron more.
I mean, he was on my fantasy team, and I was riding him, trying to get to the finals with him, but he hasn't put up points. I blame him. He's the reason why I'm not in the championship right this week. And he's been like the top two quarterback of all year, even the top quarterback all year. Until that second Seattle game, right? He injured his shoulder, right, or elbow.
Yeah. Never since then, you always stop running the ball.
Yeah. I don't know if that's on him or on the coach.
I think he's afraid to run the ball, to tell you the truth. But if you really look at it, I think he's afraid to run the ball.
Yeah, he probably is. I mean, they did enough to win that game. The defense stepped up. Murray didn't have a great game, but he did enough. Giants just look lost out there. Daniel Jones looked like a rookie. The running game was good. Drake was good. Yeah, the Giants just couldn't get a rhythm going. What else? Were you surprised at Chicago and Houston?
That I was. That was old Bears defense right there this week. Bears defense that was everybody was terrified of 2 years ago. That was that defense.
They needed to step up and they stepped up.
Now, let me get something. Now, with Nick Foles still being out, do you think if he ever gets, like, healthy in time, you think the Bears will go back to Nick Foles this year or leave in the hands of Trubisky for the rest of the season?
If somehow they make the playoffs and he's ready, how can you not go to Nick Foles who's been in the playoffs and got his Super Bowl?
Yeah, but if... you ride the hand that's holding, or well, what do you do? Do you ride? So you're saying you're going to bench Trubisky once Nick Foles is healthy and put Foles back in?
It depends. Were they planning on benching Foles to begin with if he didn't get injured? Because he played horrible against the Vikings on Monday night. Were they planning on benching him, and then they got lucky and he got injured, and they didn't need to make that decision?
I don't think they knew a plan on benching him.
Because they had the bye week right after.
I think that's when they were going to second guess it, but then he got knocked out the last play of the game.
I think they thought about it, and then they got lucky that they didn't need to make that decision. At least Nagy didn't need to make that decision. I mean, let's look at the playoffs standing for a bit. Right now, in the wild card, let's go to NFC. Let's say the Lions are out of it. We'll stop the Bears. Bears and Vikings. Do either one of them or both overtake the Cardinals, Bucks, or Seahawks? Got to stay the same. Seahawks, Bucks, and Cardinals. Maybe in a different order, but all three of them made the playoffs.
To tell you the truth, I am looking at Minnesota as a team that might overtake the Cardinals out. The Bucks will stay in. Seahawks will stay in.
So you think that...
No, the only team is not in danger right now is in the playoffs from the NFC. It's in the playoffs and it might be out. It might be Arizona.
Yeah. I mean, they have Philly this week, and then who do they have after? They have the Niners at home, and then they have the Rams to end the season, which could be an important game, that one. So... They have to win Sunday. We'll get to that one. But do you think the Cardinals are the only danger of getting eliminated and the Vikings overtaking them?
Yep. I will flip the Vikings overtaking the Cardinals out.
Now in the AFC.
The Cardinals got a lot.
We'll draw the line at the Broncos. And do you think? Go ahead.
Do I think? Now, if you're asking me right now, your wild cards are the Browns, Colts, and Dolphins.
Yep.
You're saying I'm telling you, Patriots are not going to the playoffs.
Okay.
The Raiders. The way they're playing, don't know. I just don't know. But I will say Baltimore is the only real threat to overtake, and that's going to be a very whoever wins the East. I mean, technically. I will say Baltimore might.
I mean, they had the easiest schedule. They had the easiest schedule left, I think. Because they have Jacksonville this week. They have Giants and then the Bengals. And I said it I said it before last night that the Ravens had to win out. And that's why I picked them to win last yesterday. They're the more desperate team and they need to win out. Let's see, the Dolphins. Yeah, the Patriots, Raiders, and Bills. Two tough games there. They travel to Vegas on a Saturday night, right? Yep.
Mm.
And they finish with Buffalo. Buffalo could have the division wrapped up by then, who knows? Because they're sitting at 10-3. Colts. I think the Colts and Browns are pretty much safe. Do you agree with that?
All right. I want to say the Browns are pretty much safe. Look at these records. I will say more that the Colts are more safer than the Browns are.
The Browns have the two New York teams and then they have the Steelers. So they should get two wins there. And Doug said it last week that the Browns and Steelers could be for the division title. And if everything works out and the Steelers and Browns both win out until that last game, the last game of the season very well could be for the division title.
Here's the scenario, though. It says it's Pittsburgh. It does win this week, though. Pittsburgh wins this week and the Browns lose. Pittsburgh wins the North.
I mean, what are the chances they beat the Giants? The Giants need to win, so.
Yeah, the Giants need to win, so I wouldn't be surprised.
Yeah, and Daniel Jones should be more healthy, and he should look more better than he did last game.
Yeah.
So you're saying the Browns and Dolphins are not safe, and you think the Raiders can get in?
I mean, that's a hard question for me to say that the Raiders might get in, because the Raiders right now have been playing, they just fired their defensive coordinator, so.
And they have a short week. They played the Chargers, and then they have Dolphins on Saturday night. And then they finish with the Broncos. As I said, the Broncos are a spoiler, and that's a rivalry game. They hate each other, and there's no better way for the Broncos to do than eliminate the Raiders from the playoffs contention, or making the playoffs. I'll say it right now. The Broncos are going to beat the Raiders the last game this season, and the Raiders will not make the playoffs. So, we both agree the Ravens will make it. It just depends on which one we think will not. Out of the three, Browns, Titans, Browns, Colts, or Dolphins. And you put the Titans in there or the Colts because we don't know which one's going to win the division. They're tied right now. The Titans flip up one more time, the Colts can win the division. So two more weeks left. No, three more weeks. It's going to be a nice ride to the playoffs.
Mm-hmm. That is true.
Let's see. What else do you want to... I'm with Detroit giving Green Bay...
A run for their money?
Huh?
Give me a run for their money?
Yeah.
I don't really expect them to give them a run for their money. I mean, Detroit does.
I mean, Detroit always does.
He hangs in it and then they just die off.
The Packers did enough to win, as always.
Mm-hmm.
No need to mention this. I mean, we mentioned Seattle and. Seattle dominated the Jets, as suspected. That wasn't even remotely close.
Of course.
That was ugly. I don't even know if the Jets even showed up. I don't even know if they even got off the plane.
Mm,
they scored 3 points and they went back home.
Yeah.
I mean, what did Russell Wilson do? I mean, Russell Wilson looked like his MVP self.
Yeah.
But then again, it's Jets. The Colts beat the Raiders.
Yeah.
I mean, as we expected, Colts were the better team. The Raiders are, again, the Raiders are one of those teams that needs to probably win out. Yep. They're like the Patriots Raiders and Patriots are falling apart.
Yeah.
That is true. Were you surprised? How about the Chargers and Atlanta game? I mean, I called tie last week, but Chargers won by 3.
Well, these are like a battle of the teams of who can be the worst out of the two. But they both took these away like it's just some game.
I mean, nobody took the lead there in this game, right? They both had.
Yeah, the Falcons lost it on the last second field goal.
How about the Washington defense carrying the football team? To a victory.
I'd say more impressive than anything else.
Yeah.
Very,
no
very
offense
impressive.
Touchdowns.
Yeah.
They didn't get any offense. They got 2 touchdowns on defense. Imagine having them in fantasy this week.
Yeah, Al Smith might not be playing this week, coming week.
And Kyle Allen's still injured, right?
Yeah.
So it comes full circle, and they had to start Haskins. And
yeah.
Wow. I mean, we'll see what Haskins can do. I mean, people say he's pretty much done in Washington, but if he can play well and lead this team into the playoffs, maybe he'll win it. Maybe he wins the job for next year. I think it's going to happen, but hey, you never know. It's the NFL. It's 2020.
Very true.
Let's talk about this, the Eagles game.
Okay.
So, what were your initial thoughts on the
My thoughts were, the first five surprised me, and it's just shutting out the Saints. I think Jalen Hurts did what he was asked to do. They really simplified the playbook down for him to the point that you have both Hurts and Miles Sanders go over 200 yards, which brings up an interesting fact is it brings Doug Peterson without Carson Wentz bench or had to play because of loss of injury is now 11-3 all time.
Yeah.
Only losses coming into the The loss coming from both the New Orleans game in the divisional round. You had the Seattle game of last year, and then you had the meaningless Cowboys game the first time around.
Yeah, he did a good job. He did enough to win. He earned his second start for this week. Get to our predictions in a bit, but need to see more from the kid. I mean, is it the end of Winston Philadelphia? I don't know. It depends. What do you think?
Well, with that contract, it's going to be hard to get. I mean, there's rumors saying that everybody want him to go with Frank Wright and the Colts.
Yeah, I was saying that.
Start somewhere else.
We could start.
But my point is not really about let's get rid of Wentz. My problem is when I watch this Eagles team now, is how much everything is more simplified than it is
exactly.
Either Hurts or whoever it is compared to what Carson Wentz.
Yeah.
You don't notice that?
Which is interesting. How they do that. They dummy down the playbook for the backup, but they can't adjust to Wentz's strength. I mean, that's when Wentz hasn't played well. I mean, he has to do well too.
Would you say this is either good Steelers or good Eagles or bad Steelers?
You mean Saints?
Yeah, good Saints. Good Eagles or bad Saints?
I think bad Saints. I really do think they were looking ahead over us. It was a trap game. They won 9 straight. It was your typical. They were due for a loss, and we happened to be that loss for them.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I think a lot of people thought they would win at least one of the three: Seattle, Green Bay, or New Orleans. I was one of them. I thought they would probably beat New Orleans. But I didn't think Drew Brees was going to be there. And it wasn't even because of the weather, because people would say, oh, they're coming up north because, and they're going to struggle in the cold. It wasn't even cold. It was 50 degrees.
Yeah, it was also
I mean, Malcolm Jenkins made a impact on defense, as he always does. He looked good. I mean,
yeah, but yeah,
I was surprised the Saints didn't score in the first half. They came out flat, especially the defense. It's like they didn't know what to do against Hurts. And then they made the adjustments in the second half, and Eagles didn't score another touchdown until late. And yet we still almost blew it.
Yeah. But the first time in over like 50 games, Saints allowed for 100-yard rusher to
Miles Sanders, and Hurst got how many yards?
Yeah, Miles Sanders finished with 113, 115, where Hurst finished with 106.
Okay. Wow. That's impressive. I think Kurt, since you're going to, we'll see what he does on Sunday on the road against Arizona. First road game. And it must win for both teams, so we'll see. Do you think we see wins again in 2020? Under center.
That's a hard question. Very hard question. Because the way this defensive line is, I think if he doesn't get hurt, if Hurts doesn't get hurt, we don't see wins. But you never know.
Yeah. Now, let me ask you this. Do you believe that Wentz is the problem? Because everybody's saying every time they put in the backup, they spark the team. Is he the problem, or is he part of the problem? I think he's just part of the problem.
I don't think he's more of a problem. I think it's, to tell you the truth, you have to look at it from his standpoint. You have a team these last 2 years, especially in the draft, that you need help to be successful.
Yeah.
Eagles passed off on DK Metcalf last year. And then you passed off on Jefferson to get Jalen Hurts.
Yep.
This year.
Exactly.
And I think that pick right there really is like a folksy, because it's like, I understand that in 2017, Carson Wentz is like the man, MVP until you end of the season. Then you would watch it. Then you watch someone else lead your team to a Super Bowl championship.
Yep.
Then you come back again in 2018, you struggle, you get hurt, you're back, and then you watch Nick Foles again come in and lead your team to the playoffs. And then last year, I think it was his defining moment where he actually had to take a bunch of practice squad players and lead this team to the playoffs by himself. He's first divided, but only to get knocked out in the second series of the game.
Yeah, and I think some fans forget that. Not saying you or me do, but there's a lot of fans that forget that Wentz carried this team last year to the playoffs, and he got injured by Clowney. That knocked him out of the game. And I don't know why some fans blame him for that when Clowney's the one that knocked him out. So we got to the playoffs. We win it now because Wentz got injured. If he had played, who knows if we win that game? I don't know. Seattle was always Seattle owns us, so I don't know. Last time we beat Seattle, be honest. Been a while, I think. I don't know if you know, Glenn.
I don't know off the top of my head, no.
I don't remember the last time we did. I don't know if we even have beaten Russell. Have we even beaten Russell Wilson?
Well,
good question.
I'm
gonna
find
out. But I think that Russell Wilson owns us. So who knows? And this year he gets benched. This is the first time he doesn't get injured. I mean, last year he didn't get injured either. So this is the second year in a row he doesn't get injured in December, but this time he gets benched with a poor performance. And you got the rookie who should have never been drafted in there sparking the team. So
yeah.
I don't know what it is with this team with backups, but for some reason this team loves backups. Just like this city loves backups. I don't know what
yeah.
it is. Quarterback, running back, wide receiver, backups just play better for us. I don't know. It's weird.
That is so.
In the Doug Peterson era, I'm mainly talking about. But yeah, it's weird that we get more out of the starters. I mean, more out of the backup than we get in the starters. Since we won the Super Bowl, to be honest. But you have any more thoughts on this past week before we get to our top three and top five?
No, not really.
Talk about every game?
No.
Yeah, we didn't miss any games, right?
No, I don't think so.
Okay. We'll start out with our top five team for this week. Do you want to start, Clinton?
Yeah, I'll start. I will probably go at number five, being Arizona. Number four, I want to put Baltimore. Number three, I want to put is Tennessee. Number two, I want to put is Green Bay. And number one is going to be Kansas City.
I thought you were going to put the Eagles in there. Number five for me is Baltimore. Number four is Green Bay. Number three is Indy. Number two is Kansas City. And number one is Buffalo. I thought beating the previous undefeated team on national TV was impressive. They won two primetime games in a row when before they couldn't even win a primetime. But Doug said before. I have Buffalo number one this week. Our MVP, I'll start out with.
Oh.
You want to start?
Yeah, I'll start out. I want to go with Derrick Henry. I want to go Aaron Rodgers. And I'm also going to go with Tyreek Hill.
I'm going to go with Aaron Rodgers. I'm going to go with Josh Allen. I'm going to go with Lamar Jackson last night. What he did last night was incredible. He just ran all over that defense, left the game for cramps, and then came back, fourth down, season on the line basically, and he threw a pass for a touchdown. So yeah, Lamar Jackson was number one for me.
No, well, like it.
But that's all for those top three and top five. We'll get to the predictions this week. We'll start out with a battle of Vegas and L.A. Vegas goes over to Vegas for Thursday Night Football on prime time. The Raiders need this game, so I'm going to take the Raiders. They're tough at home, besides against some teams, but I think they win this week.
Yeah, I have the Raiders winning.
this week as well.
And this week, we have two Saturday specials. Saturday afternoon, we have Buffalo and Denver and Carolina and Green Bay. And it's on Saturday night, which I think it should have been the other way around, but that's just me. So, yeah, Buffalo going to Denver. This smells like a trap game because Buffalo has New England net. It just smells like a trap game, but I think Buffalo pulls it out.
Yeah, I want to go Buffalo to win this.
It wouldn't shock me if Denver won because I'm not saying Buffalo will looking ahead to New England, but it smells like a trap game. But I'm still taking Buffalo. I don't think Denver has enough to stop Buffalo right now. Carolina, Green Bay. I think Green Bay is going to wipe the floor off them, and it's not even going to be close. This is why I said this game should have been the 4 o'clock game. Because I think the Buffalo game is going to be close. I think Green Bay is going to mop the floor off Carolina, and they win by at least 3 touchdowns.
All right.
You got Green Bay too?
Yes, I do.
Houston, Indy. Houston has nothing to play for. Indy has still needs to win to even, they're trying to win the division even. So I would say Indy. And they just beat Houston 2 weeks ago. So. Or last week.
Yeah, I want to go with Indy with this one.
Tennessee and Detroit. Would Detroit going to Tennessee and be the spoiler?
Yes. Yeah, well,
it put a wrench. Can they put a wrench in? Yeah, I don't think so either.
I think
Tennessee's going to win.
Yeah, Derrick Henry's getting way too powerful right now for anybody to want to stop him.
Yeah. Now, do you think Derrick Henry's in the in contention for MVP? Not this year.
I
think Aaron Rodgers is going to win it, but.
I put Derrick Henry in there. Even though I think Derrick Henry should deserve it.
You couldn't make an argument last year, he should have won it, too. But. Tampa Bay and Atlanta. Tampa Bay should win, you would think. But. Atlanta's one of those teams that you never know what Atlanta team's going to show up on any given Sunday. So I'm going to just throw it out there and take Atlanta because I want to take an underdog. You're my underdog this week.
All right. And I'm guessing I'll go with Tampa Bay then. I'll be the one with common sense.
Baltimore and Jacksonville. I'll take Baltimore.
Two.
Miami and New England. Miami.
I want to go to New England.
To go into Miami? And,
I said New
England. Okay.
Uh-huh. I want to go to New England.
So that's your upset this week?
Yep.
Chicago, Minnesota? Minnesota.
Alright. I'm gonna go with Minnesota.
Seattle and Washington. I'm gonna take Seattle. Washington is riding high right now. I'm taking Seattle.
Yeah, I'm gonna take Seattle too.
Okay. San Francisco and Dallas, the original 8 o'clock Sunday night game, which was moved for Browns and Giants. How embarrassing for those franchises. Anyway, I'll take Dallas.
I'm going with the Browns.
Oh, no. Dallas or San Francisco?
Oh, Dallas. I want to go to San Francisco then.
Jets and Chargers. I mean, Jets and Rams.
I'll say Chargers.
Rams.
Well,
it was Jets and Rams.
Well, Rams.
Yeah,
yeah, Rams, definitely. No questions asked.
Yep. If Drew Brees is playing, this would be game of the year. I mean, game of the week. Maybe game of the year. Kansas City, New Orleans. I take Kansas City.
Yeah, Kansas City lives.
Sunday night game. Cleveland and the Giants. I'm taking Cleveland.
Yeah.
Bounce back. Even though the Giants need to win.
Yeah,
they blew it last week.
Cleveland this one.
Yeah.
Cleveland should win. Oh, hands down.
I think the Giants might have lost the division last week. Pittsburgh and Cincinnati.
Yeah.
I'm taking Pittsburgh.
Well, yeah, Pittsburgh.
And then Philadelphia and Arizona. I'm taking Arizona.
I want to take Philadelphia this one.
Okay. Arizona needs to see more. But who knows? I mean, you never know from this Eagles team. I think Arizona wins, but it wouldn't surprise me if the Eagles win because nothing surprised me this team anymore. With that said, do you have any anything else tonight, Quinn?
No, that was it.
Yeah, pretty fast show tonight. I don't have any. There was no news of COVID or anything, right? It was a normal week, surprisingly.
Yeah, normal week. First time in a long time.
Yeah. Because last week we had, three games? Yeah, last week, 2 weeks ago. I think it's the first time in, 3 weeks we had a normal week. There's no game today.
All right.
But thank you, Kleena, as always.
Anytime.
It was a pleasure.
I'll talk to you next week.
It was a good show.
Yeah.
We'll talk to you next week.
All right. Later.
Later.